ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವಿಂ ಸರಸ್ವತಿಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೇ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೆ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೆ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಗನ್ ವಿಚ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಗನ್ ಕುನ್ಸಾ ಲಿಖಾ ಹಾ ಟೆಂತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ದಿ ಆಪ್ನೆ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಜಾಯ್ ನಾ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಟುಡೇ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ entitled Narada Cursed by the Daksha Prajapati. Text 13 we will discuss. Ghar mein rakkar bol rahe hain. Puman naiveti yat ಗತ್ವಾ ಭಿಲಸರ್ಗಂ ಗತೋ ಯಥಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗ್ ಧಾಮ ವಿದಾ ಇಹ ಕಿಂ ಕರ್ಮಭೇರ್ ಅಕಿಂ ಅಥತ್ ಕರ್ಮಭೇರ್ ಭವೇತ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ನೈವೇತಿ ಯದ್ಗತ್ವಾ ಭಿಲಸರ್ಗಂ ಗತೋ ಯಥಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗ್ಧಾಮಾ ವಿದಾಯ ಕಿಮಸತ್ಕರ್ಮಭಿರ್ಭವೇತ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ನೈವೇತಿ ಯದ್ಗತ್ವಾ ಬಿಲಸ್ವರ್ಗಂ ಗತೋ ಯಥಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗ್ಧಾಮಾ ವಿದಾಯ ಕಿಮಸತ್ಕರ್ಮ ವಿಭವೇತ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ನೈವೇತಿ ಯದ್ಗತ್ವಾ ವಿಲಸ್ವರ್ಗಂ ಗತೋ ಯಥಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗ್ಧಾಮಾ ವಿದಯ್ಯ ಕಿಮಸತ್ಕರ್ಮರ್ಭಿರ್ಭವೇತ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ನೈವೇತಿ ಯದ್ಗತ್ವಾ ವಿಲಸ್ವರ್ಗಂ ಯಥೋ ಯಗತ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗ್ಧಾಮಾ ವಿದಯ್ಯ ಕಿಮಸತ್ಕರ್ಮಭಿರ್ಭವೇತ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ನೈವೇತಿ ಯದ್ಗತ್ವಾ ಬಿಲಸ್ವರ್ಗಂ ಗತೋ ಯಥಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗ್ಧಾಮಾ ವಿದಹ್ಯ ಕಿಮಸತ್ಕರ್ಮಭಿರ್ಭವೇತ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ನೈವೇತಿ ಯದ್ಗತ್ವಾ ಬಿಲಸ್ವರ್ಗಂ ಗತೋ ಯಥಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗ್ಧಾಮಾ ವಿದಹ್ಯ ಯಮಸತ್ಕರ್ಮಭಿರ್ ಮಾತಾಜಿ ಪುಮಾನ್ನೈವೇತಿ ಯದ್ಗತ್ವಾ ಬಿಲಸ್ವರ್ಗಂ ಗತೋ ಯಥಾ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಗ್ಧಾಮಾ ವಿದಹ್ಯ ಕಿಮಸತ್ಕರ್ಮಭಿರ್ಭವೇತ್ ಪುಮಾನ್ ಎ ಹ್ಯೂಮನ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ನಾಟ್ ಏವ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಏತಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಯತ್ ಟು ವಿಚ್ ಗತ್ವಾ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಗಾನ್ ಬಿಲಸ್ವರ್ಗಂ ಟು ದ ರೀಜನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲೋಯರ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟರಿ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಪಾತಾಳ ಗತಃ gone yatha like Pratyak Dhama, the effulgent spiritual world, Avidaha of the unintelligent man. Iha, in this material world, Kim, what benefit? Asat Karma Bhe, with temporary fruitive activities. Bhavet, there can be translation purported by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Narada Muni has described that there is a bila or hole from which, having entered, one does not return. The Hariyaswas understood the meaning of this allegory. Hardly one has a person who has entered the lower plant system called Patala has been returned to, has been seen to return. Similarly, if one enters the Vaikuntha Dhamma, Pratyak Dhamma, he does not return to this material world. If there is such a place from which, having gone, one does not return to the miserable material condition of life, what is the use of jumping like monkeys in the temporary material world and not seeing or understanding that place? What will be the profit? Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text 6, yad gatvana nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. There is a region from which, having gone, one does not return to the material world. This region has been repeatedly described elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 9th verse. Krishna says, janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naitama ameti so Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon the leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. If one can properly understand Krishna, who has already been described as the Supreme King, he does not return here after giving up his material body. This fact has been described in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Puman Naiveti Yad Gatva. He does not return to this material world, but returns home back to Godhead, to live an eternally blissful life of knowledge. Why do people not care about this? What will be the benefit of taking birth again in this material world? Sometimes as a human being, sometimes a demigod, and sometimes a cat or dog. What is the benefit of wasting time in this way? Krishna has very definitely asserted in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, 15th text, Mamupyaitya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam na apnuvanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramam gatah. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection. One's real concern should be to free himself from the repetition of birth and death and attain the topmost perfection of life by living with the Supreme King in the spiritual world. In these verses, the sons of Dakshas repeatedly say, Kim asat karma bhir bhavet? What is the use of impermanent fruity activities? Om ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya yachmelitam yena tasmai sri gurave namam mukam karoti vachalam pangham langhayate girim yat krupatamaham vande sri gurum dinatharanam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham sri guru sri yutapada kamalam sri gurun vaishnavamcha sri rupam sagrajatam saganaragunatanutam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishna padam saganalalita sri vishakanitam cha నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తి రూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశక్తికం హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధా కాంత నమస్తుతే సప్త కాంచన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతి దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిత్యే వాంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనిభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః సంకర్షణ కారణతో యశాయ గర్భోదశాయ తపయోధశాయ శేషశయశాంసస నిత్యానందాక్షరామ శరణం నమస్తు ఓం నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరతిశే నమః జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ఐ టేక్ పర్మిషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సీనియర్ వైష్ణవాస్ టు బ్లెస్ మీ సో దట్ వీ కెన్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ద పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం Today, very auspicious day, occurrences are there. Lord Sri Krishna and Lord Balram's Rasayatra also. And Srila Vansivadanda Thakur's appearance day and Srila Shyamananda Prabhu's appearance day also. Very auspicious day today. It is a Purnima, Chaitra Purnima Chaitra, Shukla Paksha Purnima. We'll talk because when we glorify the pastimes of our senior pure devotees of the Lord, Lord will be happy. Just for our benefit to please the Lord, though we should not have any selfish, but our selfish is that by pleasing the senior Vaishnavas, pure devotees of the Lord, when Lord pleased, we are happy. So for our own purification, we should glorify the pure Vaishnavas, Shuddha Bhaktas. And one Shivadan Das Thakur appearance is today. It said that he was the incarnation of the flute of Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna always told the flute is Vanshi. So one Shivadan Das Thakur was the incarnation of the flute of Lord Sri Krishna. He appeared in the Kulia village. His father's name was always forget Kaliyuga. Madhav Das and his mother name was Chandrakala Devi. Madhav Das was a very great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had a lot of affection for Madhav Das. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur to meet mother, and he stayed in Madhav Das house for 7 days. And at that, this is the time that Devananda Pandit, who committed a serious offense against the senior very Shuddha Bhakta Vaishnava, Srila Srivasa Acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very annoyed with him for such a unexpected behavior of Devananda Pandit. He was very angry, and Devananda Prabhu could realize that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is withdrawing his mercy upon him for his offense. Though he didn't commit any offense directly, but when his disciples were committing offenses against him, he did not stop. So for that, Guru is also was responsible for the offense committed by the disciples in his presence. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy, and he said that Devananda Pandit can never get the intent meaning of Bhagavatam. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it happened that Vakreshwar Pandit was dancing with the Kirtana, and Vakreshwar Pandit was very famous for dancing for minimum 72 hours without non-stop. He was dancing with ecstasy. All the children, villagers and children started surrounding him and coming closer. Having seen that, Devanand Pandit, who was passing by, when he saw the dance of Vakreshwar Pandit, he took a stick and started controlling the people so that nobody can approach him and disturb the ecstasy. It is indirectly was serving the Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he comes to know, he was very pleased. So this is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgiven Devanand Pandit, not only him, but all the Vaishnavas who committed offense before. So that's why the name of that place was Aparadh Bhanjana Pat, that place. That is the greatness. When Vansivadandas Thakur appeared, he was so fortunate. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya both were present in that house of Madhavadasa. The self shows the mercy of how great the soul that the boy is supposed to be. The Lord Himself was present to bless him, and again along with his Advaita Acharya, were none but the Sadashiva. So when he was present, and from the childhood only, was very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a great, as he grew up, and then in the gone days, not like nowadays everybody, from the right childhood, only people after the material education. Those who are 60s and above, they know. In the childhood, it was used to be obligatory that children learn more about the dharma and about the great person, gods like Rama, Krishna, and great pure devotees. They used to learn it. But having come in since 1956, if I am not wrong, the government withdraw that. They say nobody should learn anything about the religion in the school books. I was in the standard 7. We used to learn someday. One day the one teacher came, Joseph, his name, I still remember. He said, no, today we are supposed to read about Gautam Buddha, but government order has come, we should not read about it. Why? Because we are not supposed to read about any personality related to the religion. That is called Dharma Nirpeccha. They don't understand what the meaning of Nirpeccha. Anyway, so he was learning about the Vaishnava Acharya and Acharyas, how to respect from childhood. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, left home, his consort, eternal consort, Vishnupriya, was completely distressed. Unexpected happened. So at that time, since the time Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, Vansivadandas Thakur, he was serving Vishnupriya Mata. He served to the last day of Vishnupriya Mata. He got the mercy of Bhagavati Vishnupriya Mata. Unlimited mercy she blessed him. Without any expectation, he did a pure devotional service to her, which pleased Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was an instance when Bhagavati Vishnupriya and Vansivadanda Thakur, they wanted to leave their body, commit suicide and leave the body, because they were unable to bear the separation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They both decided, what is the use of having this body? And when you can't associate with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having known their intent, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared and forbade them, no, don't do it. Don't get so much distress. Not wise to commit suicide. Suicide is a very big sin. Sometimes we can't control the emotions people commit, but it's sin. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbid them and advised them that, okay, you take my deity, make a deity and worship him. They made a deity from the neem tree, the deity which made and blessed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and worshipped by Vishnu Priya Mata, and later continued worship by Vanshivadan Thakur. The same deity is still present in Navadvip, in Dhameshwar Mandir. Those who go to Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, definitely they see. And those who have gone to Navadvip, I hope they have seen it. How many have seen Dhameshwar Mandir? You are Bengali, you will know it. Yes, very few. When you go to Mayapur, you must try to go to Navadvip and go by. It is not very far away. From the ghat, if you walk 10-15 minutes, you are at the temple. You don't have to take any rickshaw. Walk. Walking on the Dhamma, very blissful and very purifying it is. One should try to walk more and more in Dhamma, as far as possible without slippers. We don't know which path, on the which road Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking. Huh? That is Pada Sevanam. Vrajamandal Parikrama, Navadvip Mandal Parikrama, what you do, it is one of the limb of the devotional service which you call Pada Sevanam. And this time, many devotees were there from Juhu temple also in the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. They know the how they feel happy while doing Parikrama. It's tough, but there is also blissfulness in there. So, after Bhagavati Vishnu Priya Mata left the body for her eternal abode, then Vanshivadana Thakur continued worshipping the deity. Later he moved from that place to Kulia. Later on from that place to they moved the deity to present place Navadvip and started worshipping. There was one Vanshivadan, he had two sons, Chaitanya Dasa and Nityananda Dasa. Wonderful names, huh? And Chaitanya Dasa had another two sons, Ramachandra Dasa and Sachidananda Dasa. Ramachandra Dasa was very much devoted, he was disciple and devoted to Janavi Mata. Bhagavati Janavi Mata given her unlimited blessing to Ramachandra Dasa. And he continued to worship the deity. But after Ramachandra Dasa, he was a brahmachari, never married. When he left the body, the worship of the deity went into the hands of the children of, what is the other name? Sachinandana Das Prabhu, his brother. Then now, till now, the worship is continuing that lineage. So Vanshivadana Das Thakur used to sing very wonderful melodious voice. He composed many poems glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote one of the sweetest and glorifying kirtan poem glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in separation, lamenting how Vishnu Priya Mata and Chaitanya Mata was lamenting separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after sannyas. Describing that lamentation, he wrote a wonderful poem where those Bengalis who understand, they will understand the sweetness of that. The Bengali is a wonderful language. If you want to understand the glories of devotional service, glories of all our acharyas, one should try to learn the Bengali, sweetest language in the world. Okay. So, Ramachandra Das established two deities at the Bhangapara. The deity's name is Kanai Balai. What are the, who's the name of the Kanai and Balai? Krishna and Balaram. Though Gargacharya given the name Krishna and Balaram, Mother Yashoda says, these are too difficult. For me, Krishna is a Kanai, Balaram is the Balai. Mother Yashoda always used to call with the names Kanai, Balai. He never used to call Krishna, no. We all got, they may give some name to us, but mother and father, they call some other name. You come across like that in the house. So these are the two wonderful deities established by Ramachandra Das. So only this much is available about the pastimes of Vanshivadananda Thakur. Vanshivadananda Thakur ki jai. Now let us talk about, we can't glorify much about the such a wonderful pure devotees of the Lord, but we will say, try whatever we can. Shyamananda Prabhu, one of the most exalted and the most devotee of Srimati Radharani, Rajeshwari, Vrishabhanandin Rajesh Radharani. He was born in Orissa. Father's name is Krishna Mandala, Krishna Mandal. From the childhood, his father known that this child is a very something special. And while, and he, before that, Krishna Mandal got many daughters. And just after birth, everybody used to leave the body, die. I don't know in Bengal and Maharashtra, in my state, Andhra, we know. When the, like this occurrence happens to the parents, when child born and little dies, they don't give good name. They want to give some inauspicious name. Like garbage and all these names, which is not considered auspicious. It seems that in Orissa also it was the customary. I don't know, anybody Orissa, they know it. So, when last, after gone, all the girl child gone, he got a son, having known that if I give good name, he might also live the way. So then he given the name Dukhiya. In our Andhra, in our places, we used to give Penta. Sometimes you name the plant Penta, I mean garbage. Penta means garbage. Something, that name which is not auspicious, nobody wants to use that one. Those names they used to give. Okay. If from the childhood are very intelligent, and used to understand in the school also, used to grasp through the teachings very fast. Having seen the child's intelligence, and also father saw that the child is very the religionist, is very much attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. So he thought that now child is grown up, it is time he better be initiated to Hari Mantra, Vaishnava Mantra, so that he can start worshipping the Lord. One day he told his son, Dukhiya, now you are very devoted to lotus feet of Lord Krishna. I want that you get initiation so that you can start worshipping. It is time, now you are, the right time has come now for you. Dukhiya said, my father, my Guru Maharaj is in Navadvip, in Bengal, Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu. I don't know how his father got surprised. How does the child know that his guru is in Bengal and his name is Hriday Chaitanya? He's surprised to see. This shows that this child is not an ordinary personality. Father was worried. My child, how do you go? Is Bengal very far away? And you want to take initiation on Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu? We don't know whether he will accept or not. He is a very exalted devotee of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But anyway, Dukhiya said that, my father, don't worry. From Orissa every year, many people go from here to Bengal, Navadvip. So, allow me to travel with them. So, accordingly, his father allowed him, and Dukhiya left with the other Orissa people for Bengal. When he reached Navadvip, was very, very excited, visiting the holy places. First he goes to Mayapur. He wanted to visit the house of Shichi Mata. He went there. When he saw there, he found Ishan Das Thakur. He paid obeisances. When he saw the very innocent face and sweet talk of Dukhiya, Ishan Thakur also very much pleased. He blessed him without knowing who he was. Just blessed him. Then he asked, who are you? I am Dukhiya, son of Krishna Mandal from Orissa. I am going to Ambika Kalan to see my spiritual master. I want to take shelter of his lotus feet. Ishan Thakur was very much pleased. small child coming all the way from Orissa. How much determination he got. When he saw that surrendering of that child, was very much blessed him. From there, he travels to Ambekakalam. He inquires from the people, the house of Goridasa and Hriday Chaitanya, both brothers. He found that house, they were told, this is the house of Goridasa and Hriday Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As they told that this is the house, immediately they were paying obeisances right in front of the entrance of the house of Goridasa. Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu happened to pass through that lane at the same time when he saw that little boy paying obeisances and devotedly, not just like doing a formality, but you could see the devotion of the child. He immediately stopped with the curiosity, asked, "Who are you? Where did you come from?" The boy said, "My lord, my name is Dukhiya. I'm son of Krishna Mandal. I'm coming from Orissa to serve your lotus feet and take shelter of your lotus feet." When Hriday Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard the sweet voice and devotion, was so much affected in heart. He said that since morning, I'm getting a feeling that I will meet a very special and personality. Maybe looks like it is you. He was so pleased and happily accepted, "Okay, I'll accept you as my disciple, come." And he took him to his house on a very auspicious day, initiated into the Vaishnava mantra. Formally he became disciple of Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu. And he changed the name. Now you are no more Dukhiya, your name will be Krishna Dasa. And he was studying under the guidance of Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu. Very sincerely was serving the spiritual master. The guru was so happy. When the spiritual master is happy, disciple gets everything. The spiritual knowledge is in the hands of spiritual master. Only with the devotion and purity, when you serve spiritual master wholeheartedly without any ambiguity, then when spiritual master pleases, the blessing will enable us to understand the spiritual knowledge, understand Krishna. Otherwise, not possible. We may read, we may bear the memories, but what is the intent of those verses of the Bhagavatam? Not possible without the mercy of spiritual master and Vaishnavas. So, when he saw the intelligence of Krishna Das, the Dukhiya, Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu wanted him to send to Vrindavan to Srila Jiva Goswami Pad so that he can learn the scriptures of all our acharyas, all the six Goswamis. Because those days Srila Jiva Goswami Pad was very well known everywhere for his glorious devotion and also highest level of his jnana, panditya, vyakarana shastra. So he was very glad to go, and with his blessing he sent his disciple to with a message to Srila Jiva Goswami Pad. And he walked, and not like nowadays buses, and those days they used to walk. Walking, when he reached Mathura, he was so pleased, he paid obeisance to the holy place of Mathura and reached Vishram Ghat. He took bath in the holy river Yamuna. He was so happy to take bath in Yamuna. From there he started walking, going to Vrindavan. After inquiring, he approached the place where Srila Jiva Goswami Pad was residing. When he went there, he paid obeisances. Jiva Goswami Pad asked, "Who are you?" Same, he told that, "I am a servant of Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu. He sent me to be under your guidance to study scriptures. I am taking your shelter. And also my spiritual guru Maharaj sent you a message that I am handing over my disciple to your custody. Please take care of him and teach him. This is the message of my guru Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu." Having seen the brilliant face of Krishnadas, Jiva Goswami Pad was very pleased to accept him. While he was studying under the guidance of Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, Shyamananda Narottam Das Thakur and also Srinivas Acharya also happened to come there. They are all also same age, plus minus a little. Srinivas Acharya was a little elder, otherwise same age. And they become so very, very close friends. Each were excellent in their own knowledge and devotional service to the Lord, but they didn't have any sort of enviosity. Nowadays it is a natural venue. Even though we are friends, we find somebody progressing, etc. Oh, how this, my friend is becoming so enlightened. It is one of the obstacles in path of the devotional service. Rather one should feel happy, hey, my friend, my God brother, this devotee is progressing very nicely. It means he got the blessings of spiritual master. I should make friendship with him, serve him, so that I can also learn from him how I can become purified to get this spiritual knowledge. So we should feel happy. Because in devotional service, there is no place of enviousness. When we want to become Vaishnava, we should become Nirmachara also. That is the aim of the Bhagavatam. Dharmat Projita Kaitavotra Parmo Nirmachara Nam Satam. That Bhagavatam is meant for the people who are the Nirmachara, who are not envious. Who are the people non envious? Paramahamsas. All the Vaishnavas are supposed to be Paramahamsa. Now and then it may come because we are human beings, the enviousness may come. But we should be very careful not to get into the clutches of that Maya. It's a very dangerous ego and enviousness. When you get the ego, we get the enviousness. Both are the elder brother, right hand and left hand. Nasa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advajas trinada sunichena taroriva saishna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadare. Srila Prabhupada said, always hang this verse on the neck. And whenever you feel something, look at it. Oh, amanina manadena. So, they become also, even so, are glorifying each other. And, Krishna Das Prabhu, Dukhya, he wanted to do some service. He asked Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, my Lord, can you give me service? I want to do some service. Srila Jiva Goswami said, go to Sevakunja and clean that kunjas every day, clean that area. So you should take the broom every day morning and chanting the glories of Radharani, and you, in the ecstasy you used to clean the whole place. You become so ecstasy, having seen the ecstasy of this Krishna Das, the Supreme Lord Krishna and Vrajeshwari, they become so pleased, they want to bless him. It could be their way of desire. One day as Krishna Das was cleaning the Sevakun with the broom, he saw something shining nearby in the kunja. He went there, took it. He found that his ankle, Nupur, anklet of Radha. He didn't know whom. He said that the ankle belonged to some lady. But it was something special. As he touched, he was feeling something intense, ecstasy. He was already in ecstasy. He was feeling something special. He took it, touched to his forehead, and wrapped in his cloth. Upper cloth. Then he said, okay, let the owner of this anklet, Nupur, come, I will give them. And he was singing in the Radharani's abode. In the morning when Radharani saw that there is no Nupur anklet on his leg, he told Vishakha, go and find out, it could be in that Sevakunj. Because we were dancing in the night. Could be it is there. So Vishakha, she came, and she saw that Krishna Das is brooming, cleaning the Sevakun. When Krishna Das saw the face of Vishakha Maharani, he was also pleased to see that brilliant face. He was feeling something special, ecstasy. And she came and asked, have you seen some anklet Nupur here? He said, yes, I saw, but who are you? No, that belong to, is it belong to you? Say, no, it's not mine. It belongs to my, the lady whom I'm working for. So give me, I will give. So no, no. The owner of that anklet, they should come, Nupur should come, I will give her personally. She tried to convince, but he didn't. Finally, she goes back and reports to Rajeshwari, Rishabhanandan Srimati Radharani. He says, okay, she wanted bless. She came along with Vishakha. And when he approached Sevakunj, standing, she was standing just behind the kunja. And Vishakha went and told Krishna Das, the owner of the Nupuri has come, she's standing there. When Krishna Das saw, from the distance, she could see the Vrishabhanandini Radharani. Just by seeing, it's not completely visible through the kunja, she was able to see a little bit glance. By that only was came completely out of consciousness, was just so much blissful. He thought that something is happening. Is something happening to him? In the trance, he could see that he was nearby the Radhakund. Radha Vishakha Maharani took the catch hold of the hand of Krishna Das, took him to the Radhakund, made him take a dip, and when he came out, he was a gopi. Vishakha took the hand of that new gopi, brought the new gopi to Radharani. Radha, when he came, new gopi paid obeisances to Radharani. Radharani, he gave the Nupur to Radharani, and Radharani with the Nupur itself, he put a tilak on his forehead and blessed him. From now onwards, your name will be Shyamananda. And she blessed and disappeared. Immediately, Krishna Das came to external consciousness. He was still feeling that, what happened to me, what happened to me, what happened, something happened. He was shouting and crying out of ecstasy. Because he has seen personally, face to face, Radharani. Such a fortunate soul. And he went to Srila Jiva Goswami Pad. As he was coming with such ecstasy, some change in his face, brilliant face, Srila Jiva Goswami could realize something is the specialty with the Krishna Das today. He asked, what is special today to got such an ecstasy? He submitted to Srila Jiva Goswami Pad. Gurudev, such a thing happened to me. And Srila Jiva Goswami Pad could see the tilak put by Radharani herself. Even Radharani given the name Shyamananda. He tried to wipe it, but is not going. Where will go? Radharani put with her lotus hands. So when Srila Jiva Goswami Pad heard the story, he said, okay, keep it to yourself, don't tell anyone. Because people won't believe and make fun of it. Somehow, he didn't disclose to anyone. He was carrying his service as usual. But somehow people could see that in the Krishna Das Dukhiya, he no more telling his name, Krishna Das. He said, whosoever asked, who are you? Shyamanand. And tilak also changed. It's not the Vaishnava Gaudiya Sampradaya, what we put tilak. It's something other tilak. Look like the feet of Radharani. That Sampradaya, if you see it like that. Also, Radharani gave him one of the deity of Krishna. See, what is that? It is from the heart of Radharani, she had presented the deity of Krishna to Shyamananda Prabhu. He established Radha Shyamananda temple in Vrindavan. All of you, those who go to Vrindavan, might have seen. The deity is still available there. You can have the darshan. Get the blessing of the pujari and darshan there. So, this message gone to, this news gone, reached Ambika Kalan. When Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu heard, the disciple, I sent him to learn scriptures from Jiva Goswami, it looked like that Jiva Goswami has reinitiated him, changed the name, and also he changed the tilak also. Then he became very angry. How dare you, my disciple, why I am alive? How could he take reinitiation from others? Because according to scripture, no one can take reinitiation from others unless the guru falls down. foreigner's proper standing. So with the angry travel to Vrindavan, he came to Vrindavan. When he saw Shyamanand, what he heard is a true Tilaki chain. And he paid obeisance to his guru, but Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu, without responding, started beating him like anything. He took stick and beat him very badly. But Shyamananda Prabhu didn't say any word, didn't protest, just folded hand, he was accepting all the beating. Because he was in the full ecstasy, what his guru doing, he doesn't know. And having beaten him, I was still very angry. He went to Jyog Goswami and used harsh words. But anyway, in the night, as he was sleeping, Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu was sleeping in the night. Radharani, saw Radharani in the dream. She was very ferocious, she was very angry. How dare you beat my... I given the name Shyamananda. I am the one who put the tilak on the forehead of Shyamananda. We got any objection for you? How dare you beat him? And disappeared. She was so angry, Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu was frightened to see the angry face of Radharani. Oh, I have committed serious offense against lotus feet of Rajeshwari Radharani. I didn't realize that you were blessed by Radharani. In the early in the morning, without taking any further day, wasting the time, he was called his disciple. When he came, he embraced him, took him on his lap, and with while the tears were coming from his hands, he kissed the forehead of the disciple, Shyamananda, and said, "My child, you are so fortunate, Radharani blessed you. Huh? You are so happy." Such a great elevated soul was Shyamananda Prabhu. With the order of his spiritual master, he left for preaching. Long story, we go only for the part related to Shyamananda Prabhu. The spiritual master told him, "You and Rasikananda go to Orissa and preach teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Shyamananda Prabhu inundated the whole of Orissa with the love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He preached extensively throughout Orissa. Even today also you can find all the present day also all the devotees in Orissa are the disciples of descendants of Chaitanya Shyamananda Prabhu only. So this much is the glories of it. Because time is coming up very nearby. So we'll talk a little bit about 5 minutes about the Rasa Yatra also. Srila Shyamananda Prabhu ki jai, Ananda Gaudiya Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. So this month, the two rasa take place, one in the autumn season, Sharad Ruthu, and other one in the Vasant Ruthu, spring time. One is, you all know, Kartik Mas, and other one is the Chaitra Mas, present is the Chaitra Mas. Chaitra, Shukla, Purnima. Shukla Pach now it is. Shukla Pach means, What is the meaning of Shukla Pacha? From Amavasya to Purnima, dark moon to full moon time, this period is called Shukla Pacha. From Purnima, full moon to next Amavasya, dark moon, it is called Krishna Pacha. In 1 month, 2 Pachas are there. Okay? So it comes, this Purnima, very auspicious, which comes in the Shukla Pacha. This Chaitra Masa, also called Madhumasa. So, this time neither it is too hot nor it is cold. Of course, now Kali Yuga, because Kali Yuga we always start feeling hot, but in the gone days, if you go back a few years back, it is neither hot nor cold. And fortunately, in the Bombay, it is still in the night little pleasing cold. Nice it is. So, after many, many years of separation from Vrindavan. Lord Sri Krishna was unable to come back to Vrindavan because of so many occupants. So, Lord Balaram wanted to say, "Okay, I will go to Vrindavan, see Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mata, and also meet all our cohort boys and girls." Lord Balaram traveled all the way from Dwarka after many, many years. When he came, he met Nanda Baba and Yashoda Rani, paid obeisance to them. Yashoda Rani and Nanda Baba embraced him. They were so happy to see Balaram after so many years. For them, so maybe we may become big old boys, but for mother we look like a child. It is mother Yashoda Rani who used to take the both the children, Krishna and Balaya, and Krishna hold with her hand and make them walk, how to walk, how to talk, feeding everything. Balaram was more, he was always with Yashoda Mata rather than his own mother Rohini. So Nanda Baba and Yashoda started remembering the gone days. The whole day they were talking. Balaram also met with all elderly people, paid obeisances, got their blessing, and got also met with his good friends. After that he met the gopis also. Whenever he met, after meeting everyone, he met gopis separately. There the two groups, one friends of Balaram separate group, gopis separate group of gopis who are friends of Balaram, also a group of gopis who are friends of Krishna. But because he has come after so many days, Balaram was very, very dear for all the citizens of Vrindavan. No matter which group, gopis and gopas, everybody loved Balaram very much. So handsome, when he talks so pleasingly, that everybody loved him. The gopis belonging to Krishna's group, they came and complained, "Does Krishna remember any time Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba? Does he remember we, the poor gopis? Anyway, now he is in the midst of the very beautiful, cultured woman now. How can he remember we, the poor, uneducated, uncultured village girls?" Like they started taunting. But anyway, Krishna, Sri Balaram could understand that they are not using the harsh words to Krishna out of the pure love. He could understand the Supreme Lord. After consoling them with the message and pastime, because to console them, Balaram told so many stories of Krishna about pastimes. And as they were hearing the pastimes of Krishna, all the gopis started. They went into ecstasy. They are feeling the presence of Krishna in front of them. They are feeling that Krishna is dancing with them in front of them. They came to the trance. Now one day, he stayed there for 2 months. All the 2 months he used to go out to on the banks of Yamuna to dance with his group of gopis. On the Purnima day, this day, today, Chaitra Shukla Purnima, he wanted to go to the place and perform special rasa. He went to the bank of Yamuna, and when he reached, Lord Varuna sent Varuni as his gift. And Lord Balaram took the Varuni, and also gopis also took. It is intoxicating, transcendental, and everybody intoxicated. Lord Balaram is Supreme Lord, but he was acting like he also got intoxicated. His eyes were rolling. So now he felt that, now I want to enjoy in the waters with the gopis. He want to. But now the river is little away. He doesn't want, not in the mood to go walk to the river. He want to call, bring the river to near him. So he ordered, "Yamuna, come to near to me." Yamuna thought, this guy is a drunkard now, he is intoxicated. How can I obey his order? Just left it. She knows that Supreme Lord, but somehow, because of the effect of Maya, we can say, our beloved Lord, she ignored the order. When Lord Balaram called, she didn't come. Balaram became very angry. "How dare you disobey my order? I'll teach you a lesson. I'll make you the river 100 streams in different directions." He took his very powerful weapon, plow, and started dragging the Yamuna I was started dragging the Yamuna near to him. Yamuna, personification of the Yamuna river. She got afraid, frightened. She came running with the folded and paid obeisances to the lotus feet of Lord Balaram. Say, my Lord, please forgive me. I have forgotten for a while that you are Supreme Lord. So please forgive me. And so Lord Balaram, he can be pleased, easily can be made angry also, very easily. Anybody, nowadays also we can see, the person who becomes angry very easily, he also becomes friendly very easily. So Lord Balaram was like that, he was very happy. Then he, with the gopis, the whole night he was enjoying in the waters, doing the rasa. After that, the river very dragged the river, Yamuna, already after it dragged, it became many parts. That place is known as a, who remembers the name? Who went to Brajmandal Parikrama? How many of you gone Brajmandal Parikrama? None. You are in India, you must go. It is very auspicious. You don't get opportunity to see the various pastime places of Lord Sri Krishna and Balaram and Radharayan and Gopis. You won't be able to go alone. You say, who will go to the remote place? But when you go in Brajmandal Parikrama, it is an austerity, tapasya, it pleases Radharayan and Sri Radha, Rasvihari also. You can go each and every place of pastimes of Radharayan and Krishna. That place is known as Ramghat. You can now still see other places, river Yamuna goes like that, straight. But here, because Lord Balaram dragged it, you find it is going like this one in many branches. That place is there. Because that place of Lord Balaram, and throughout Vrindavan, you don't find any cobras anywhere. Have you seen cobras in Vrindavan? Don't find. But in that place, in that Ramghat place, cobras, brown cobras. Cobras also many varieties. Prominent in India is white, you find in the Himalayas. Snow cobras, poisonous. And black cobras also there, brown color cobras also there. Many varieties are there. In India we find mostly these three. So, brown color cobras you can find in the surroundings of Ramghat also. So, that place is still there. So, this is the little pastimes of Sri Balaram Rasa Yatra. Lord Balaram ki jai. Now, can we talk few minutes about Bhagavatam? Time already over. With your permission we can talk. Otherwise, stop here. What is the prasadam time? 9 o'clock. Oh, sorry, we are late then. Okay. We can talk some other time. I don't want some. Any question, any comment, please, welcome. 1 hour is not sufficient enough to talk about the pastimes of the Vaishnavas. Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai, Jaisala Prabhupada ki jai, Ananda. Sorry. Who are, anybody asking?
Maharaj, Hare Krishna. I just comment that you told now that Dukhi, the name has given. In India, there is a general tradition when, the child get birth and if he get immediately died. So 5-6 times it happens. So then the family give the name like Dukhi or Anath, something so that Yamaraj get, some mercy. So he will not take him.
Yeah, that is that was, you tradition. Told, I don't use Shastric proof, but it's tradition. Yes. I said, Andhra, I know it.
Hare Krishna.
Andhra. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Jai.